When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Danny Salazar, Senior Vice President and Relationship Manager in Commercial Banking at Associated Bank. Danny, welcome back.
Hi, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I hit a couple things today. One of the top things, I saw the business barometer, the Chicago Business Barometer, has recovered more than expected. I know you have your ear to the ground and have a lot of contact with local business owners and others who are connected to various industries. Tell us a little bit about what's happening here. Is this a blip or are we seeing a trend going higher?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I think what we're seeing from our clients is somewhat mixed. You know, a lot of our clients felt the impact of abrupt changes to regulatory policies and tariffs at the onset of the year. And with those changes, I think the mood for them changed from they were entering a year with very optimistic and on good footing, but with the change in tariffs, I think many business owners took that as a little bit of a surprise, and many of them looked at options of trying to figure out, you know, how it's going to impact their supply chain, their inventory, purchasing habits, their revenue. And so after that little bit of a shock going into the second quarter, many of them took the opportunity to reassess their business climate, their industry, their client base. And as the changes subsided, I think normal business patterns resumed. And so going into this third quarter, I think you saw a little bit of that where the business climate became a little bit more stable. Business owners took comfort in taking or resuming those initiatives that they had at the beginning of the year. And so the news coming out of June, July was, I think, reflective of that. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see what the third quarter brings.
The Chicago Business Barometer, anything below 50 is considered to be contraction. Above that is improvement. It was at 47.1, up from 40.4. And the suggestion was it was because businesses, as you mentioned in the first part of this year, were trying to get ahead of the tariffs. Mm-hmm. Now that we've hit August, and there are more threats of tariffs from the White House, what's the situation in terms of the uncertainty among businesses?
Well, I think business owners have come to expect unexpected changes with tariffs and economic policy. I would tell you that some of the key concerns have been focused around revenue and, you know, what client demands are going to be. And so with that, I think the focus is making sure that they're taking care of their clients, they're operating at the most efficient way possible. Mm-hmm. They make sure that they have the right people within the organization to really hit on all cylinders. So it's, you know, my response to that, it's I think business owners have come to expect that changes will come sudden, and to the extent that they can control the items that they have a good handle on, will help them be better prepared for that.
Is one of those items employment? We've saw the last jobs report come in lower than expected, some revisions from the past previous month. Are any of these local companies thinking about cutting jobs and not employing as many people?
Less so. The feedback we're getting is that hiring skilled and talented individuals is still very challenging. To the extent that they have those right individuals within their organization, their focus is making sure that they're retaining them and utilizing and maximizing their operational efficiencies. The labor force, I think, is still there, but it's a matter of finding skilled workers that still remains a challenge.
Talk to us a little bit about earnings. This report says that small business earnings rebounded in the first part of this year, that they were higher than they were last year at this time, or actually lower than they were at this time last year, but still much higher than expected. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned some of the strategies that these companies are using. Like, what specifically are they doing? Because it doesn't jive with the national scene that we've been told of companies cutting back and laying people off and concerned about tariffs, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, what I find interesting is that because of a little bit of a disruption at the beginning of the year, I think businesses and consumers kind of put a little bit of a pause on how the rest of the year was going to look. And, you know, as a consumer, I think you're always cautious of like, where are rates going to be? Are they going to increase? Is the economy going to go into a recession? So you're going to approach your spending habits a little bit more cautious. And I think business owners saw that in the beginning half of Q2. And then as the outlook became a little bit more certain, I think business owners and consumers became more comfortable spending. And I think you saw the benefit of that in May, June, July. And so maybe that's reflective of the uptick in earnings. You know, now that we're entering Q3 or into the fall, it'll be interesting to get a sense of like where the consumer is. Mm-hmm. You know, are they optimistic about the outlook or are they pessimistic? You know, what are their thoughts on interest rates? There's mortgage rates and credit cards, auto loans. Is that going to go up? Or are they going to start to have an impact on inflation? So, yeah, I think there's still some uncertainties, but as it relates to looking back for the past 2 to 3 months, I think the uptick in earnings is reflective of consumers and business owners feeling a little bit more comfortable.
If you had to look into your crystal ball and give a prediction for the rest of the year, what would it be? Are you optimistic?
I am. I'm optimistic. I think the impact in economic policy, the uncertainty in interest rate environment has helped business owners, consumers be a little bit more resilient, be more mindful about their planning. I think it gives them an opportunity to reassess where they are, both in their the revenue, their expenses, their liquidity. Mm-hmm. And so with that, I think they're better prepared.
We've mentioned just briefly jobs. You mentioned briefly interest rates. I saw this morning the CME FedWatch is predicting an 87.5% likelihood of a 25 basis points interest rate cut in September. Do you think that's coming, the interest rate cut?
Oh, man.
Are you going to go out on a limb here?
I don't know. Anytime you think that there's going to be a rate cut, something else inevitably happens, mm-hmm. whether it's another tariff announcement. I think the key items that the Fed is keeping a close eye on is inflation and labor. I did read that labor statistics were a little bit softer in July, but inflation was higher. Mm-hmm. So those two kind of counterbalance, you know, what the Fed is going to do. Between now and September, I think there's a few things that could change. You know, inflation is higher in some areas of the economy. It is lower in others. So, yeah, I don't know what's temporary or what's sticky or permanent, but I think inflation will have an impact in terms of the direction of the future rate cuts. Back to your question, do I think a rate cut will happen? Probably a little bit higher probability that you may see a 0.25% rate cut just because I think inflation will subside a bit. Mm-hmm. And as you go into the fall, I think the labor market or the workforce or labor market will be also softer. So I think both of those will help help the probability of a slight rate cut this September.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying just the jobs report alone is enough to push the Fed to lower rates. Talk to us a little bit about the, and I don't want to get into politics here, but when you hear claims that jobs numbers are rigged and that data's been fabricated or, you know, rigged in some way, what does that do to the level of assurance that we're seeing accurate data coming from the government?
That's a tough question. I personally don't look too much into headlines. I am more pragmatic, and I kind of take the approach of the Fed where I'm more data-driven and look at, you know, reports, talk to clients, get their, you know, what they're feeling about, you know, the future, how they're seeing their customers behave. So I tend to rely on conversations, data that we're seeing, as opposed to, you know, what the president or the administration may say. So,
But you do look at the jobs data that comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, right?
I do, right. Yeah.
So,
you know, I've always relied on the same reports and data. So despite what the narrative says of, you know, whether they're accurate or not, I look at the history of, like, how long have these reports been released? What's, you know, the accuracy? How long have we relied on it? So if we've relied on these reports for several years, I tend to stay to that notion of, like, okay, well, yeah, there's not much to fabricate or not much to change, right, from one month to the next or quarter to the next.
And basically, as somebody who's in the industry, you would know immediately if the data you were seeing looked kind of hinky coming in. Yes or no?
I wouldn't. No, okay, yeah. But, you know, maybe something to provide in context to that is that, you know, the labor or job reports is just one data point amongst my overall assessment. So I try to take a balance of the job reports, the unemployment, you know, consumer trends, client conversations, internal feedback from our bank. So yeah, it's just one data point. It's not I don't put all of my eggs in that basket.
All right. Danny, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Well, thank you. You can always reach out to me on LinkedIn or email at daniel.salazar@associatedbank.com.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.